In London, her plane had been a good half hour late taking off, and at the airport in Edinburgh, the bus to the city centre had left right under her nose. Still, there hadn't been any other issues, and it helped that she more or less knew her way around Edinburgh. She crossed the road. Over there, that had to be Albert Terrace, which meant she'd almost made it. But when she reached the narrow side street just around the corner and read the street sign, it said Abbotsford Park. What? Further ahead, the road forked. Could Albert Terrace be up there? But which of the two streets would it be? Or had she gone completely wrong? Finola pulled her mobile phone out of her jacket pocket. After all, what was your GPS for, if not this? Damn it! The display of her phone was completely black. It seemed that the battery hadn't survived the journey. At that moment, someone collided with her rucksack so hard that Finola stumbled and fell against a nearby wall, barely managing to keep herself upright. Oh, for fuck's sake! Cursed a female voice. Finola turned around warily. A small white box lay on the tarmac in front of her feet, and next to it stood a young woman with curly red hair, carrying two larger white boxes in her arms. She looked rather distressed.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you. I'm in a hurry and there's never normally anyone else here. Oh dear, I hope they're all right.
The woman tried to bend down without dropping the remaining two boxes.
Wait a minute.
Finola came to her aid, getting down on her knees and picking up the fallen box. As she took it in her hands, she was able to make out the logo on its top. Lorries.
Can you just put it on here? Oh, wait, I'll need to have a look first. Would you please?
The redhead grimaced. Curious, Finola opened the lid for her.
Cupcakes.
Three small buns with bright blue wavy icing and tiny colourful fish lay next to two others, decorated with red roses and butterflies.
Uh-huh.
The young woman nodded and inspected the cupcakes carefully.
I'm Laurie, from Laurie's Cafe, she explained, and these cupcakes are urgently needed for a birthday party.
They look pretty good. Shall I put this box on top of the others?
Finola asked.
Yes, minus one.
Finola looked at her questioningly.
The blue one in the corner has taken a hit. Can you get it out, please? I wouldn't dare show up with that. Better to say I've miscounted and go back for some more. You can have it. Sorry again. I have to go now.
As soon as Finola had taken out the cupcake and placed the closed box on top of the other two, Laurie clamped everything down with her chin and hurried on.
Just a minute. Can you tell me where Albert Terrace is?
Finola called after her.
Straight ahead. Oh, and you're welcome to drop by my cafe on Morningside Road. Just a short walk up from the library.
With that, Laurie took the right fork and disappeared behind a hedge. Finola took a bite of the cupcake Laurie had given her. A little too sweet for her taste, but somehow a nice pick-me-up for the chat she was about to have. Chapter 2. Before she stepped through the open garden gate, Finola took a deep breath. She was about to take the first step into her new job and her new life. The setting September sun cast golden rays on the gravel path leading to the house. Finola took this as a good omen. In fact, ever since Mr. Reginald had remembered her in his will, her life seemed to have taken a turn for the better. A glance at her wristwatch told her that she was just on time, despite the collision with Laurie. She climbed the stone steps to the burgundy-coloured front door. The brass door knocker didn't bear the familiar lion's head, but that of an Indian elephant instead. Many hands seemed to have touched the elephant's head, as the engraving on its headdress was distinctly worn away in the centre. Might that make it a lucky charm? Finola hesitated. There were two doorbells to the right of the door, one labelled AS, and the other MWS Investigators. Should she ring the bell, or should she knock? Slowly raising her hand, she was surprised to see that it was trembling slightly. Was she really that nervous? Before she could actually knock, though, the door